It's Heart and Stroke Awareness Month. Join the conversation with Cape Talk live from the MediClinic corporate office in Stellenbosch with Pippa Hudson, only on Cape Talk.
Well, a reminder that our show is coming to you live from the MediClinic corporate office in Stellenbosch as we help them mark Heart and Stroke Awareness Month. Dr. Darren Green is here standing by to tackle your medical questions after 2:30 this afternoon. Some already coming in on our SMS line. You can keep those coming and start sending your voice notes now if you like. Before we get to that, though, I thought I'd just touch on some very interesting research coming out of the UK, which relates directly to this topic of heart health. It's long been thought that taking half an aspirin every day could potentially reduce your chance of having a heart attack or stroke. But is it actually true? A new study seems to suggest it might not be quite the panacea it was thought to be. And with us on the line to chat about that study from the UK is Professor Jane Armitage. She's a professor of clinical trials and epidemiology at Oxford University and was one of the lead researchers on the study in question, the findings of which have recently been published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Professor, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the show this afternoon.
Thank you. Pleasure.
It's been, I thought, common knowledge for a long time, though, that taking a low dose of aspirin could play a role in reducing the risk of having a heart attack or stroke. Could you explain, first of all, how that was meant to work? It's to do with thinning the blood, isn't it?
Yes, and it does work, and it certainly is still recommended for people who've already had a heart attack or a stroke. What we did in our study was look at people who had diabetes, which we know increases your risk of heart attacks and strokes, to see whether they should take one before they've had any problems. And we did show a reduction in the heart attacks and strokes in the people with diabetes, but we also saw an increased risk in bleeding, which is a result of the thinning of the blood. So that overall, we didn't actually see a clear benefit for the people with diabetes who'd not had a heart attack or stroke. So it's important to make that distinction, because if you've already had a heart attack or stroke, the recommendation is to take an aspirin and to continue taking that. So we haven't overturned that recommendation. But what we have said is, if you've got diabetes and you've not had any circulatory problems, either a stroke or a heart attack, then we don't see any benefit of taking an aspirin a day.
That's really interesting. So you look at the overall risk profile of what is dangerous or most dangerous to the patient long term and weigh up those risks. This was a really comprehensive study, wasn't it, Professor? How many people did you look at over what sort of time frame?
Okay, so we took 15,500, so people all from the UK, all of whom had diabetes. They were a middle-aged and older population. The average age was about 63. And we followed them for 7.5 years. So each day the people in the study took a tablet, which they didn't know if it was an aspirin or a dummy aspirin. And we continued to follow them and counted, obviously, the number of people who had heart attacks and strokes or died from sort of similar causes.
Okay. I believe that some of those receiving the placebo also, or instead of a placebo, got a fish oil tablet as well, which gave you a little bit of insight into whether that had any impact on heart health as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, we did sort of two studies for the price of one, if you like. So all the patients were involved in both parts of the study. So we randomly allocated everyone to an aspirin or a dummy aspirin, but also to take either a fish oil capsule or a dummy fish oil capsule. So that's a capsule containing omega-3 fatty acids, just one capsule a day, which contains about a gram of omega-3. And overall, we didn't see any benefits from taking the fish oil tablets. Capsules. They didn't appear to be harmful in any way, but they weren't clearly beneficial either. And that's important, because it's a big industry, the fish oil industry, and it suggests that it's not actually providing any benefit for people at all.
That's really interesting, because I think a lot of people have been taking those omega-3 tablets thinking they're doing the right thing by their heart health, and actually what you're saying is it makes no difference at all. It's pretty clear then, there is a case for aspirin in certain conditions, and as you've said, for those who've already had some kind of cardiovascular incident, it is called for. But emphatically, do you walk away from this, Professor, thinking if you haven't yet had a heart attack or stroke, there is no real benefit to taking aspirin? The risks of taking the aspirin outweigh the potential benefit?
Yes, or at least balance the potential benefit. So yes, that is the message. If you've not yet had a problem, we can't see any benefit of taking an aspirin. The other interest, of course, was whether or not the aspirin might protect against cancer. Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of interest in that recently, but we also didn't see any impact on either the cancers in the gut, the colorectal cancers, which were the ones that the hope was that the aspirin would protect, but we saw no benefit on that, or when we looked at all cancers together, there was no suggestion that there was any effect of aspirin at all.
That's really interesting, because one of our listeners, Des, has just mailed me saying I use aspirin cardio 100 grams daily for cancer-related reasons, and I'm struggling to find stock at the moment, and he's worried about the potential impact on his health. What you've said seems to suggest that there wasn't really that much benefit anyway.
Well, not among the people that we tested. Now, I mean, there is some evidence that if you've got a very high familial risk of cancers in your gut that you might benefit from aspirin, but the general population, the sort of people that we took in the study, the people with diabetes, we found no evidence that the aspirin was protecting against cancer.
Okay. One final question, which is not directly linked to your study, but somebody has just SMS'd me asking, saying, I've always been told that if you suspect you are having a heart attack, you should immediately take an aspirin. Is that something that you would endorse?
I would endorse that. There's good evidence to support that. And, I mean, so if you think you're having a heart attack and you've got very severe pain in the center of your chest, then it would be a reasonable thing to do, yes. But, you know, that fortunately is a rare occurrence. I think the other message that perhaps I could make to your audience is that the people in the study were well treated for their sugar levels, so their diabetes was well controlled. Most of them were on statin tablets to lower their cholesterol, and many of them were on blood pressure lowering tablets to keep their blood pressure low, and very few of them smoked. And so we think that those four things, so not smoking, good control of your cholesterol, your blood pressure, and your sugar levels, were all acting to benefit, you know, and keep the risk low for the patients in the study.
Professor Jane Armitage, thank you so much. On the line there from the UK, where she is a professor of clinical trials and epidemiology at Oxford University. That study recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine after 7.5 years of tracking more than 15,500 patients. So a really comprehensive study and some very interesting results coming out of it, not only with regard to aspirin, but also with regard to those omega-3 fish oil tablets that everybody is popping. Perhaps they're not as helpful as we might think.